Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Time for the Jimmy Carter Fun Friday Report. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is. Jimmy, brought to you by Precision Camera and Video Prime Bank of Texas. And Jim Swartner of the good family folks at Swartner Farm and Ranch, supplying more cattle for us to eat all across America than anybody else. Howdy, Jim.
What a week. You know, I'm tired from this week. Are you?
Yes.
I'm ready for Friday.
Yeah.
To be done. So.
Tired and relieved, maybe.
Yeah, it's just been tired all the way around.
And by
a lot
that,
of emotion.
Relief that
a lot of emotions this week. A lot of people you've had to deal with that are emotional, from either happy or sad. And I haven't talked to my youngest daughter yet, so she's in hiding or whatever. And I guess I'll have to chase her down today. And
is your youngest daughter on the same political plane as Tim McGraw and Faith Hill's daughter who went on social media?
Oh no, she hadn't. I don't think she did.
She went nuts.
Well, yeah,
his daughter's. Their daughter's 23, and
mine's 25.
And she used the F word.
No, which she wouldn't. She knows better.
And she said,
"She would not do that."
What have you people done to your families? You're morons.
Yeah.
I mean, like
the anger, the seven stages of grief, whatever that is. Wednesday was shock. I think for both sides, if you want to know the truth. The next day, yesterday, was very much anger. There was a lot of circular firing squads going on, blaming Biden, blaming whoever. Everybody had to blame somebody yesterday. Bernie was blaming. Everybody was blaming yesterday.
That's
also,
right.
And then Billie Eilish and people like that in concert, you know, just did a 2 or 3 minute or longer tirade about it. Definitely anger out there on social media. Woo. So, I mean, one of my daughters said that she was looking on social media and people were posting, "If you voted for Trump, I am no longer your friend. Please block me or discombobulate me or whatever. I don't want to talk to you. You're not my friend." So there's a lot of that going on, you know, too, this week. And it's going to be interesting to see where it goes. I know that one thing that happened yesterday in the Trump transition, well, first of all, Joe Biden said it would be a peaceful, orderly transition, which was the right thing to say. And then he invited Trump, and Trump said yes to come to the White House. Now, I think it was Mark Cuban, and if I'm wrong in this, I'll take it back.
You're right.
I believe Cuban said that he never has any smart women around him.
No, he doesn't work with strong women, any of them.
He doesn't work with strong women and all that.
Kellyanne Conway, for goodness sake.
It's a long list of people, but the first thing he did yesterday was appoint a woman as the chief of staff, the first one that's ever been nominated in White House history. So the Democrats like to talk about things, but why is it the Republican becomes the first one to do it? Look at the power that Condoleezza Rice had during the Bush administration. And there were so many you can name examples of, but you don't see the same thing. Obama did have a woman, I think she was chief of staff, though, Valerie, whatever her name was, she was very important. I don't know if she was the chief of staff, I don't think, but she was somewhere in the pecking order real high. But anyway, that's what Trump did yesterday, so we'll see. A lot of people playing bingo with the cabinet positions, too. Governor Newsom out in California is going to convene a special session of the legislature to Trump-proof the state's policies on reproductive rights, climate change, before the president-elect takes office in January. So Newsom obviously is going right off the top to be the number one selected candidate in 4 years, when all that gets going again. 40 monkeys are loose. Are you familiar with this story?
Heard this one.
Yeah, we haven't gotten to it yet, but you know what I thought of when I heard that story? A phrase you have used a lot, is particularly this week, before the election. You said, there's going to be monkey business. It's going to be monkey business.
There is
now,
monkey
there's some monkey business, Jimmy.
Somebody or did it by accident or on purpose, just like in the movie Planet of Apes, didn't lock down the monkeys. 43 monkeys have escaped from a South Carolina research facility. Police are warning residents to lock your doors, lock your windows, because the monkeys are coming to town.
Are the monkeys dangerous, or the monkeys maybe carrying diseases because they've been injected or inoculated?
They're rhesus monkeys. They were in some facility there in Yamasee, South Carolina. They think it's 43. They're described as very young females weighing 6 to 7 pounds. The animals have never been used for testing due to their young age and size. They confirm that these animals are too young to carry disease. So, the company Alpha Genesis currently has eyes on the primates and are working to entice them with food.
The monkeys.
Hey, we're the monkeys.
Hey.
Scratch your eyes out, though.
But they're little monkeys. They're not like chimpanzees or something.
Ah, okay. That's right.
Then why are people supposed to lock their doors and stay away from the monkeys?
Things still scratch your eyes out or something.
I think that they can do bad things. I think
they'll throw their poo at you. I don't know.
There's any number of things. They're obviously upset at the election results. Herb Kirkstreet. I always get his name confused.
Kirkstreet.
Made me cry last night.
Me too.
Did you see what happened with him?
Yeah.
If you've been watching Game Day, you've seen him with his dog, Ben. And they were like, I've never had a dog tame enough to take him to work. I have one now that I could, but Loretta. But, I mean, this dog was everywhere with him, riding in the car, flying with him on the private planes and everything else. And the cancer spread, they found out this week, and had to put the dog down. And he had a hard time writing that up on social media, but he did, and congratulations to him. But everybody's pretty much been through it at some time when you lose an animal, and that's the worst part about growing old, because I've done it too many times over my life, and I think a little of you dies with them.
Oh, amen to that.
Tough.
Heartbreaking, very much so.
I mean, I had same feeling about cats, don't get me wrong, but there's something about a dog, man. I mean, they just want love, but whether they get it or not, they just constantly give it to you.
Well, you say about cats, I mean, we even had a parakeet die, we cried. I mean, I think any pet that you take in, whether it's a fish or something else, it's just dogs and cats get to us the closest. But I think people, I'm in Texas, I'm sure that horses fall into this category as well.
Yeah.
Particularly because they're, anybody who deals with animals.
Gosh, what's that woman's name that had all the star potential in the world as a political leader, that is the governor of North or South Dakota, I guess. And she was coming on the scene, everybody's loving her. And then, it comes out that she's got a little ranch and, she shot a dog.
The
dog wouldn't hunt right, so she just went out
Christy
and shot
Noyum.
Christy.
Now, I used to talk about her.
You hadn't heard her name again, did you?
And on the way back.
You hadn't even heard her name.
Exactly. She's like totally canceled.
Boy, she is persona non grata.
And I kind of like that in the sense, because it's hard to understand the rancher mentality anyway. But you want to lead people and all. And because what made that story so bad is when she told it, she said, then I was on my way back to the ranch house. And then I saw that goat that was giving us all these problems, so I killed it.
She shot the goat, too?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Or sheep or something. Yeah. So this is like, lady, I don't care how smart you are, how good looking you are.
She was good looking, still is.
Yeah.
Well, we'll just let this story move on. By the way, Australia, the Prime Minister there announced legislation yesterday, and a lot of people will be interested in this, to ban social media for children under the age of 16. The law is set to be introduced in Parliament, would require platforms, including Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and X, to bar access of children and teenage users. There are no exceptions for parental consent.
Well, speaking for observing at least the youth of our country, what's the old expression? You know, the cow's out of the barn. That ain't going to happen here.
I wouldn't think so, but you know, who knows?
Page 2 on Fun Friday with Jimmy Carter.
All right, a little financial news here real quick. Oil, $71 a barrel and down a little bit, but it's been up and down $1, $2 since the election. The stock market, best week in a year on the Trump win. Some of the people, traders, think there's a good chance the Fed will cut again in December. They cut a quarter point yesterday. Then we'll skip in January, so they won't get another one until maybe February if things don't change or do change, depending on what they're thinking they're going to do. So up today, up 9 on the Dow, and gold is about flat. They're just trying to figure out what's going on at this point after this week. Yellowstone is back on Sunday night at 7 o'clock Central Time on the Paramount Network. If you don't get the Paramount Network, it will be on at 9 o'clock on CBS. They'll have 5 episodes until the end. And we do think the end is the end. You know, not another. There's going to be another show. It's called The Madison. But as far as Yellowstone is concerned,
someone's getting taken to the train station.
Yeah, somebody's going to the train station, but I don't know who it is. I think somebody's
that means that we're taking you out to kill you.
Yeah,
I watched enough of it.
Yeah, they put you, they dump you in a like a ravine. So, I don't know. The Star Wars
film where the trains don't run, by the way.
That's right. The Star Wars film, it's actually such a place, maybe. In some place out there, like Montana, there's some places that nobody goes.
Yeah, I heard there is a real train station.
There might be a real train station out
there
somewhere.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Look it up.
New Star Wars film trilogy is coming with none of the old characters. It'll be written and produced by people that did the X-Men. I know you and Ted will be running the other direction.
I was out before you came to the story.
And Lynn Woolley down the hall makes fun that I'm a Star Wars geek.
Yep, so, I mean, this is for something that's not going to come out for 3 years, probably four. And so it's okay. Reinvent the thing. It sure was big for the originals, that's for
sure. Think I'll be able to get it on my TV at the Walnut Hills Nursing Home?
When I come by to change your sack, Bob.
Bring it to me on the computer.
Okay, I'll do that.
We'll have to smuggle it in somehow. They think this Mona 2 is going to be the biggest debut of an animated feature ever on the Thanksgiving holiday. Mona 2. It will be Disney's Frozen and Frozen 2. Gladiator comes out that week, and also Wicked, which is big play, which is the Wizard of Oz story pre-Dorothy's arrival. So I think the movies have their best chance in 3 or 4 or 5 years to have a decent couple of days and try to keep these motion picture companies from going under. You know, the theater AMCs and all those people like that. So I hope they do well. I love going to the movies, just haven't been going because there hadn't been much to see since Top Gun Maverick. I don't know what that's all about. Again, the Grammys today, we'll find out whether Beyonce is in or out as far as the country category is concerned. A lot of people on a national level look into that. And Christmas songs. They have researched 100 Christmas songs for the P1s and all these people that do this for a living. And the number one song this year is from 1957, Bobby Helms and Jingle Bell Rock. So I'm surprised Mariah Carey, she came in number 12.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell.
Oh, I love me some old school Jingle Bell Rock.
Yep.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell.
That just puts me in a good mood. Like an old movie.
Jingle bells ring.
Home Alone. Isn't this how Home Alone starts, I think?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, it's not as big a upper as John Denver's Daddy, Please Don't Get Drunk This Christmas. It's all right. Yeah.
Well, and while Bobby's singing there, the number two song came out to be Burl Ives' Holly Jolly Christmas.
I've always
loved that. Andy Williams had three with It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. I love Jingle Bell Rock, but my number one is number four now, from 1964, Brenda Lee, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
That's your number one?
I think so. It always has been. I love it. Now, see, there's, to me, three categories. There's your, this category, which is kind of like the top 100.
Classic.
And then there's religious, the religious category, like It Came Upon a Midnight Clear.
Little Drummer Boy.
Silent Night, or up there at the top for me.
But where?
And then there are some country ones, like Christmas in Dixie by Alabama.
That's a good one.
I love that.
That's great. Hard Candy Christmas, that is Christmas song, I think.
I love Hard Candy Christmas. That's up there in the top five for me, too.
Is there anywhere on that list? Probably not. The classic around here, Robert Earl Keane's Merry Christmas from the Family.
No.
Oh, man.
I mean, but they have some things that I've never heard of, I have to say. I don't hear this one very much, and it's number five. It's Santa Claus is Coming to Town by the Jackson 5. I couldn't even tell you.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming.
It goes like that. Does that help? Does that help you?
Number nine is a weirdo one because you've got Rocking Around the Christmas Tree at number four with Brenda Lee, but Rocking Around the Christmas Tree with Leanne Rimes comes in number nine.
Here's a problem I have with that research, okay? What's your favorite Christmas song? People are going to think about the first ones that come to mind that are played all the time. That doesn't mean, in my opinion, that when it comes on the radio, they light up like it's just my number one song. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, you're gonna.
I love number 37. You know, and I had it as a child, and I still get happy when I hear it. Is number 37, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer by Gene Autry?
That's the one right there.
I love that one. I love that one. And there are so many, you know, the Phil Spector Christmas album that's got great stuff on it. I'm down here in the 50s and stuff like that. Amy Grant gets four or five songs in the top 100.
Come on, Sammy, come on.
Comet, Cupid, rekindling those innocent childhood, childlike observations of Christmas and precious memories.
Comes the jingle bell.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer.
Reindeer
had a very shiny nose,
like a light bulb.
And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
Shaker of salt.
Glows, glows. All of the other. Now number 60 is Gene Autry, Here Comes Santa Claus. And
Sandy.
That's a great one, too.
Here Comes Santa Claus.
Did you ever like number 43, Run, Rudolph, Run by Chuck Berry?
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right.
There's a, Christmas songs, there's a lot of great stuff. Happy Christmas, War is Over comes in number 71 by John Lennon. Paul McCartney's Wonderful Christmas Time is number 67. Let's see here.
Did you say where Mariah Carey is? Well, she's always number one.
Number 10 or something. Let's see. Yeah. She's number 12. Now, she is, when they break it down, the favorite song is that one for 18 to 24-year-olds. It's still number one for them.
Hmm.
So there's a lot of research done with Christmas because some places have gone all Christmas music already. They've done surveys on that, but they think like over half the people, maybe 60%, think that you should be playing Christmas music by the middle of November. So
our sister station, Magic 95, they break into the magic of Christmas, and I love it. And that starts,
when do they do that?
I want to say a week or two. It gets pretty close.
Soon, yeah. Yeah,
it's a big deal.
Right.
Then Mariah Carey comes to town and she flips the
switch.
Oh, my
goodness, how late is it? We've gone tardy. We're bad people.
I know.
Okay, sorry. I never looked up. I was busy looking at the.
Come on, man. We're playing Gene Autry and we got lost in Christmas.
Yes, we got lost in Autry. Oh, yes.
Jimmy, you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Jimmy Carter brought to you by Prime Bank of Texas. See you say hello. Precision camera and video. Got that Precision Expo going on today and tomorrow. And Swartner Farm and Ranch. Good chance if you eat beef today, tonight, or this weekend. That cow came right through Swartner and was treated great before they killed it.
Wow. Had to go there, didn't you?
No, I didn't have to, I guess.
Poor Rudolph. Joining any reindeer game.
It's fun, Frank. Let it go, man.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer,
reindeer,
you go down in history.
Like Bob Cole. Look at there.
Look at that.
All right, back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.